We're talking about the impact of the recent NCAA sanctions on Penn State and its football team, a loss in funding, no postseason play, a loss in scholarships, and their recent wins as well. We wonder if you think the penalties fit the crime. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, but here's the take from NCAA President Mark Emmert.
Our goal is not to be just punitive, but to make sure the university establishes an athletic culture and daily mindset in which football will never again be placed ahead of educating, nurturing, and protecting young people.
That's NCAA President Mark Emmert. He was announcing those sanctions yesterday. Joining us now, again, we have Gary Belsky with us, former editor-in-chief of ESPN Magazine and now columnist at Time.com. And also Sarah Burton, a former intern on The Takeaway, an alumnus of Penn State University and grew up in College Park. Nice to see you, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I mean, you just heard our conversation with Gary Belsky, and I wonder if you listened to the announcement of the sanctions yesterday, and what was your response to this idea that it was trying to hit the reset button on college football?
It just seemed really hypocritical to me. I mean, punishing this one school that previously had no NCAA sanctions and had like one of the highest graduation rates for student athletes. If the problem really is football above academics, it doesn't make sense for them to be putting everything on Penn State. If that's the narrative we're pushing, which I don't think is the correct one about this whole Sandusky scandal, but that just seems to be what the NCAA is saying.
I think what they're saying is that they, in order to achieve more victories, they put Sandusky's career and the health of the football program above the safety of these kids.
Which I don't think that's really proven.
Gary, your response?
I probably agree with Sarah on one part of this, which is I don't think this was any kind of contention. There's any kind of contention by the NCAA that Penn State was – that this was a – had anything to do with the football program on the field. Rather, I believe the NCAA was saying correctly that they were trying to address a problem, which was the weighting of the importance of football against the other university and other human or humane priorities. Nobody is thinking that Penn State was thinking like, oh, we have to keep this quiet because we'll win more games. They were thinking we have to keep this quiet because the football program is so important, we shouldn't put anything, do anything that would remotely put it at in danger. So it wasn't about Penn State's on-field thinking. It was more about how the administration, how the athletic department was viewing the football department or the football program relative to Penn State broadly.
Sarah, what was your response to the allegations, the evidence in the Free report, the investigation in which he showed connections between officials who had covered up mm-hmm. the Sandusky's incidents with small children?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of it was certainly damning, but I do feel it was incomplete without no interviews with Schultz and Curley. The best part of me of reading that entire report was the appendix when you got to actually look at the emails and say, okay, these men were talking about the issue. But even looking at the emails, it's like they're talking in euphemism. It's not
– unconvinced that there's evidence that they tried to cover it up?
I guess I take some issue with the term cover up because I feel like when – lay people hear the term cover up, it like brings up this idea that these Penn State officials were like paying off the kids to keep quiet. It was an inaction, which is a huge moral transgression, but I just feel like that distinction needs to be made.
Gary, in this kind of investigation, in the NCAA, I mean, they based their sanctions on this investigation from Louis Free. Do they typically include sort of the defense argument?
I don't think there's a typical in regards to any of this, but I do think that what President Emmert said yesterday is true, which is that the NCAA in its lifetime has never conducted an investigation as thorough as the Free investigation was. And they just were not going to be able to sort of achieve what Free was able to achieve. And so I think what they felt was this was enough to let us know that they weren't. There's no criminal charges. They're not giving anybody punishments in terms of putting people in jail. They're basically saying that these acts of commission. I don't think anybody thinks anybody was paying off anybody. But they think that grown men who would have known better and should have known better didn't because they had completely lost sight of what was important. That's what they're really saying with these sanctions, is that Joe Paterno probably was a good man, and all of these other folks probably were good people, and yet because of what has happened to college sports, or college football in particular, and at Penn State specifically, they lost sight of what was actually the right thing to do. I can't imagine that Sarah, in the same situation, wouldn't have immediately known what to do, because her priorities probably haven't been skewed to the extent that people inside these programs had their priorities skewed. And I think the NCAA is recognizing that it's not just at Penn State. It's probably lots of campuses around the country where football and basketball have become far too important. And I think it's also probably fair to say that to many alumni of many, many, many universities, it's become too important because it's part of their self-identification.
So, Sarah, which of the sanctions do you think are too harsh?
Oh, which? Well, I guess I probably have some problems with each of them, but
with all of them.
But the biggest one is, I think, taking away scholarships from student athletes, and basically, student athletes and everybody in the football program right now had nothing to do with Sandusky or anything being punished for. You know, there's no reason to punish them.
There was no reason to punish the athletes,
right? It's NCAA is supposed to be. Isn't that supposed to be protecting, helping student athletes?
But
that part of it really doesn't make sense.
Did you think Penn State shouldn't be sanctioned at all?
I probably didn't. I honestly think that this is an issue for criminal courts. But if NCAA thinks they need to do something, what makes sense to me is, which I think one of the things they did is having a commission to make sure that everybody's being educated about how to handle things ethically and stuff like that. That makes sense to me, you know, if we're discussing what actually happened here, which was people being quiet and not correctly handling a horrible, 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 horrible act. But I don't know. And then the whole $60 million that the NCAA is taking and then going to charity. That makes sense. That sounds good. But Penn State could have done that on their own. I don't know why it has to go through the NCAA.
Sarah Burton, a former intern at The Takeaway, also an alumnus of Penn State University, and Gary Belsky, now a columnist at Time.com, was an editor-in-chief at ESPN, the magazine. We wonder if you agree. Do you think the sanctions fit the crime at Penn State? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.